week long here on the morning show. We got great stuff coming up next week. Of course, be listening for that. Seth, you have yourself a good weekend.
You too, my brother.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later. Stick around for Morning Magazine and Badger Basketball coming up right here on, well, Katrina, since you're going to be coming in Morning Magazine, would you mind doing the ID?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. For some people, Black Friday shopping is a sport. WWJ's Ryan Marshall found some of these retail athletes in Detroit.
They are ready to go and getting those Black Friday deals. We were able to talk to Shatina from Detroit, who says this is a tradition.
We've been Black Friday shopping. She's been doing it for 30 years. 32. I've been doing it 32. I've been doing it for like 17 years. It's a family tradition.
Many of these big box stores open bright and early. And despite inflation and the tightening of wallets and purses, people are here still willing to open them up for a very good deal.
And some will have to deal with rain while out shopping today. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams tells us that continues through the weekend.
Unfortunately, as we head through our Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we could have some travel troubles. Let's first hit the airports here and show you where we could have some problems today. And it's along the East Coast, anywhere from New York all the way down to Charlotte and also Atlanta.
And while power is slowly getting restored in Kyiv, a lot of the region is still in the dark. Jan Egeland is the head of the Norwegian Refugee Council.
Civilians are supposed to be shielded in warfare. This is supposed to be conventional armies meeting each other on the battlefield.
This afternoon, a stress test for NASA's Artemis moon mission.
Back to the moon and beyond.
More than 9 days after its launch from the Kennedy Space Center, the Artemis 1 Orion spacecraft will fire its thrusters to slow it into what's called a distant retrograde orbit of the moon, 50,000 miles from the moon at its highest point, less than 100 miles at its lowest. Why send it so far away? NASA is calling it a stress test to see how well the spacecraft performs further away from the Earth than any human-rated spacecraft has ever gone before. That rocket firing is planned just before 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
More World Cup soccer action today. You get the U.S. versus England at 2 p.m. Eastern. England is a tournament fave. They beat Iran 6-2 in their first game.
And today, Iran's players appeared to sing along during the anthem of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In their last match, they didn't, in a show of solidarity with anti-regime protesters getting killed in their homeland. I asked striker Mehdi Taremi if his team was concerned about repercussions. He said, "We are not under any pressure. We just came here to play soccer."
That's CBS's Roxana Saberi. The U.S. takes on Iran on Tuesday. Markets are open and the Dow is up 140 points. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 54. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 25th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 10:30 today, we're going to talk about the best Christmas ever. Jan and Matt are going to be in to do that with us. Looking forward to it. Right now, we have with us our friends from Family Natural Foods, some of our favorite people to talk to. We have in studio Katrina Hittner. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning.
And on the phone, we have Stephen Hittner. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Radio Land.
Hey, how's it going, Stephen?
Great. Yeah. So nice to join you guys. I'm down in Georgia with my wife visiting her family, and it's a little warmer here. A little rainy though too. So nice to be able to call in and join everybody.
Appreciate you doing that, man. And did you guys have a good Thanksgiving down there?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Good.
It went. It always does when it's a fun, you know, fun family gathering.
Right on. Very good to hear. Katrina, how was your guys' Thanksgiving here in town here?
It was quieter with Stephen not there. No, it was great. It was wonderful. We have this family tradition of going out for a walk afterwards, which is great. And it was gorgeous to do so. And like now it's funny, one of my cousins goes, wow, the walking is a little slower than it used to be, because we all used to be like, we got this walking. But now we all have kids and they walk with us, or I encouraged my daughter to bring like their scooters so they could be a little faster. And so it was really good. It was a beautiful day to spend time with family.
It worked out with the weather, that part of it too, the tradition. That's nice. Yeah. Well, I want to dive right into things. What's going on over at one of our favorite spots in this whole town, Family Natural Foods? How's things going over there?
Yes.
Going great, James. So I think I'm starting out here with some of our immune specials, which is a great, you know, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, which Chris and I always like. We love being part of the community and giving the community an option to find gifts for themselves, you know, for yourself or for your loved ones during the holiday season. And part of what Katrina and I were talking about before we got on the air here was the importance of, you know, kind of keeping your immune system strong. And, you know, you gather with all of your relatives. Hopefully you don't have that, you know, that uncle over there coughing. And you're kind of like, well, you know, hopefully I don't get a cough tomorrow. But long story short, you know, we've got a lot of great immune system like supplements that are on sale right now. A lot of them are from Carry Naturally. We've had a really big sale, and it's going to go to the end of the year here until the end of December on all of Carry's immune products. And those are always popular. Some of our favorites. I can't say how much they're on sale. They're on a bigger sale than we can say. That means it's more than 20% off. Well, I guess I'll say that.
Nicely done.
Way to be sly.
That was good. That was good.
That was close. They don't let us tell people sales that are more than 20% off. So anyways, you can know that they're more than 20% off.
There you go.
Then beyond that, we also have some really great like immune sales that we just have overstock on. You know, over the last couple of years, we've stocked up on different things, and some things, you know, we couldn't keep up with, we didn't have enough of, and some things we got too much of. You know, it's the usual overstock right now. But there's actually some of my favorite products on that table right now. It's up when you go in the door at the store and you walk straight up, it's going to be on that table right there in front of you. And it's a lot of, there's like an immune tea, which I think is just like a few dollars or less for this tea. Really unique ingredients, some really well-researched herbs in it. There's some herbal tinctures, which are, you know, like those liquid extracts, but they're in alcohol, which the great thing about alcohol is it's a wonderful preservative. It's something you can, what I like about these is I'll buy them and I'll just keep them on my shelf and they're never going to go bad. Mm-hmm. They'll maybe lose a little bit of potency, you know, after 5 years or something like that, but they'll continue to work. And, you know, maybe you take a little bit extra, but it's one of those things that if you want to have something for your immune health and you want to keep it, you know, for a long time, that's really the best way to do it, is those tinctures. They've been used for, you know, probably thousands of years. And there's a reason that they were used so long. It's because they really preserve the strength of these herbs. And I think there's an immune formula, VX Immune, formulated by David Winston, an herbalist that's been practicing for over 30 years. And he has all the best research herbs in this formula. Things we know, like elderberry, and then there's things that we don't know as well, like Japanese honeysuckle, which, even though we don't know about it, it's actually one of the few herbs that we know its mechanism of action in the immune system. So I think that's really cool, and it's neat that we actually know that it works and how it works in the immune system, at least one of its mechanisms of action. And that's in that formula. That's, like I said, a well-researched formula that I've used myself, and it's on sale. So stop in and check that out.
Yeah, and if I could piggyback off of Stephen a little bit, we are living in a world now of gummies, and they taste like candy. I mean, they're good. Like, I'm going to be the first to admit, like, they're good.
Yeah, yeah.
My dentist might not like it, right? The gummies yes. stick in your teeth, and they're bad, like, for your dental health.
Yeah.
But they taste great. And I'd rather have somebody get something into their system than not. There's added sugar to it. But like Stephen was talking about, these tinctures, which is very common. It's been around for years. I mean, they preserve themselves, but they work really effective and efficiently. Like right away, you can notice differences. So I'm a fan of it. A lot of people, you know, they just move towards what's the easy thing, but these are simple. Also, I don't know about you, but I need to drink more water. So this is a great thing to put in your water.
First thing I thought of.
Yeah, right? Okay, I'll just get a little extra water in me today. So yeah, definitely check out those immune sales going on. And also to piggyback off of Stephen, some of the Terry sales, it has, again, it's all focused on immune health, but like his vitamin D is on sale. And then there's different like andrographises that are great for immune health. His immune formula with his elderberry, that is fantastic. There's a lot of
Yeah,
lots of good ones with that. So definitely if you're looking for stocking up for that we're in the season, everyone, we're in it, just stocking up. So then you have it and you're prepared. We always talk about that, right? Like be prepared instead of, oh no, now I'm feeling this and now I need to go get it. Like let's be proactive on that.
It's such a busy time of year. And really winter is a busy time of year. While we kind of like stay indoors a little bit more, it seems like there's so much to do outdoors. And so much when we do have to do things outdoors, whether it's shoveling or going to an event or anything, it takes a little more energy, takes a little more work to get yourself going, to get your, I mean, just the simple fact of having to dress up, like put on snow gear and everything just to go outside for 5 seconds, let alone for anything else.
Right.
All this stuff adds up and put taxes on your body. If you go into the season with a good immune system and during the season you're keeping up on that immune system, chances are you're going to be upright for the majority of it, if not all of it. And that's going to make it a lot better the season for you. I think of, you know, when we're talking about our immune system, and you guys do such a good job of pinning on these certain points so well. One thing that we all, I don't want to say miss, but one thing that I think of, you know, naturally applies to this is our mental health.
Yes.
And when we get sick, our mental health just takes a notch down.
Yeah.
It just brings you down right away. And it's another thing that, it's one less thing to have to worry about the blues, you know, the winter blues and a lot of those things, the seasonal affective disorder, that kind of stuff. While there may not be necessarily, this isn't necessarily designed for that, it does, you know, kind of, again, you know, bleed into that a little bit and kind of help with that.
Absolutely.
Do you want to get into the next topic here?
Yeah, let's
jump in. Okay, let's talk little shop, small shop, local.
Yeah, which is the buzz right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I heard last week you were talking about it in the chamber and all the good things. But, you know, shop small, shop local is something we don't have to just do this time of the year. It's just a good little reminder. Thinking about our local shops, whether it's us or all these wonderful local shops we have around. I like to say, you know, it's not just us, but we really like to highlight a lot of local, whether it's local farmers and produce or local products that they have, or We have, like, Mary Manley makes these wonderful mittens that we only sell this time of the year, and they're made out of recycled wool sweaters. And she's a local business that we now are a local business, so it's like double. You get double right there. Our friend Terry Black, she does the essential oil bracelets. James has one on his wrist right now. I have one on my wrist right now. And they're fantastic. And she's a local business. We're a local business. So there's, like, you get this double whammy. And we're not here to talk a ton about gifts. We're going to do that the next time we're in. But of course, people are getting gifts right now. So we wanted to remind people that we're here, and we want to, you know, think about us for this shop local time. We are with the Chamber, and they have this bingo sheet, and there's a lot of wonderful businesses on here. It's really fun to see. And there's a bingo card. So you can pick up this bingo card at our business, any of the businesses that are on this bingo sheet, or at the Chamber of Commerce. And essentially what you do is you go around to these local businesses. It starts tomorrow and it goes until Tuesday. And you go around to the local businesses, and then you can shop with them, you just, like, get it stamped. And I believe you have to have two businesses or three businesses that you go to in order to hand your gift certificate into the, or I'm sorry, hand your sheet into the Chamber, and then you can potentially get a gift certificate or door prizes. So it's a really fun way of getting out tomorrow, getting out Sunday, getting out Monday, Tuesday, and supporting all these wonderful local businesses that we have.
We've got a lot of great spots in this area, and it's a great opportunity not only to help them get them, but maybe check off some of that Christmas list, you know, some of the people on there, and you can check off that list.
Right. Absolutely. Which is so fun. So another great thing that the Chamber is up to, and we're doing too. But the Chamber's event starts, you know, their stamp of it starts Saturday, really, to launch the Shop Small Shop Local businesses. But Steve and I were saying, hey, we want to start our sales and some of our events happening already today, because why not? It's after the holidays. Let's just start some of those. And we, through the month of December, we'll probably have more like couple day sales, maybe on Von Foss at some point, and a couple other things. We're going to highlight that, but we'll give more of those details later.
Sounds good.
But for right now, we wanted to really give some sales that we want to be doing is the essential oils, like all of our essential oils, all of our companies. We have three different companies. All of them are on sale. They're going to be 20% off today until Tuesday. And that includes these really awesome little kits that we have. So if you're thinking about, I need to buy something for my granddaughter or my mom or my ABC, and I don't know what they need. Oh, that kind of rhymed. I didn't mean to.
It was good, though. It was good.
Thanks for the sympathy laugh back there, Stephen. But these are great little kits that we have four different ones. I brought three in studio, but they're a great kit to just get people started. There's different kinds. Like this one says, put some pep in your step. And it's got like lemon and orange and grapefruit. And then this Cheer Up Buttercup, which is an essential oil I brought for you to smell, because we love to do the smell test with James.
I haven't smelled this one either.
That's right. James was just talking about those winter blues. This is a great one to make you feel happy, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Sunshine in a bottle, maybe?
It really is sunshine in the bottle. That's a perfect way to put it. Oh, man, that smells good. Wow, that is really nice. That's a good name for it, too, Cheer Up Buttercup. That's a good name.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have another one that's Let There Be Peace and Quiet. And so these are, I think, some of the essential oils, if I can say that. And this one has, like, eucalyptus, lavender, peppermint, right? Those are just perfect to have. And then it has peaceful sleep, which is great. So I don't know if I want you to smell this one right now, because I don't want you sleeping for the rest of the radio here. But if you want to give it a smell, it's here for you. So that one's a good one to put on, you know, maybe your pillow or your wrist before bedtime, and helping with calming and relaxation.
Wow. What I really like about this one, Katrina.
And I'll be taking over for the rest of the day, everyone.
It is very calm on me. Like, it is a nice calming smell to it. It really feels like it just eases on, you ease into the smell almost, which is kind of cool. The other one hits your senses right away and has a bit of a like a wake up to it a little bit. This one, I can actually feel an ease to it. I can see where it's going with that. Like, and so many of these oils do this to me. Like, I am a really good tester of essential oils because I'm very like sensitive to them or something.
That's great.
And they have a good effect on me. It's actually kind of funny you said that. It's good that I did not fall asleep because they have such a nice effect on me. I have you and Stephen to thank about this and falling in really into these in this world. One thing I encourage so much, and I was just talking to my mom last night about these. With essential oils, with so many things in our society now, we've got options. We're getting more and more, and there's different things you can try and see how this does for your immune system or this does for your aches and pains or whatever you're taking these for. With essential oils, what's the side effect? You know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Okay. You smell nice for a little while.
Right, or I don't maybe like that smell, but I like this smell, and here's an alternative to that. Yep.
There are so many things nowadays that we encourage people, and I'm not talking badly about modern medicine or anything, but we all have seen the ads. Mm-hmm. Hey, take this for restless leg syndrome. Side effects may include one leg falls off.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute, what? With essential oils, there really aren't any side effects. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to be careful of allergies and stuff, but you do that with everything in life. With something like this, it's not a huge price tag. And if it benefits for you, you could do things that you didn't think you could do before. I had a plan of stopping smoking. I was going to do it. But between you and I, guys, I don't know how likely that was going to happen anytime soon and everything. I genuinely think that without the essential oils, I don't get to that final stage with that. They really helped me get to that final stage where I don't have nicotine in me anymore. I don't do those.
Amazing.
Really is. It feels great. That's just a loose example, and I'm not saying it's a one-size-fits-all. You know, everybody's going to be different. What worked for me may not work for you, but
try essential oils.
Trying is not only going to not kill your budget, but it's also, if it works, man, that's a god then. That's a real gift to give yourself.
Yeah, and so this is a good time to get them, to try them, or to gift them to someone that may like it, or maybe like, oh, I've always wanted to learn more about them. We also have, you know, like, we have diffusers, which is another thing that we're going to have on sale for today until Tuesday. And those are pricier things that aren't always on sale. So that's another, we just want to let people know that, hey, we've got diffusers, and there's a variety of different ones. There's some for kids. Yeah. There's some wooden ones.
You got some really cool ones over there. They're not just diffusers. Yeah. Those are really cool ones you guys got over there.
Yeah. So those ones will also be on sale today through Tuesday. And then I forgot to mention this, but the Chamber of Commerce handed us these sweet bags.
Yeah,
and
they're
very bright and pretty and fun. And it says shop small a lot of times. And then it's great. So it's a bag that will have extras of those that we'll probably start handing out tomorrow the shop local event. So just another, you know, shout out to the Chamber and like cool things that they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stephen, do you want to say anything about sales or have any add-ons to essential oils?
I just had a thought on when you guys were talking about the trying the different essential oils. The great thing is, like, and we have people do this every single day, is they come in and you can smell the oils and you can figure out if you do like that smell. Like, if you don't like the smell, like Katrina said, there'll probably be a different oil that'll do something similar. Like, you know, if you wanted to have less stress, you could find the one, you know, maybe it's lavender, maybe it's like orange oil or I don't know, grapefruit or something. But you can smell all of them and you can make sure that you like it. And, you know, just like James, I could hear it in his voice, just like how like these oils kind of, you know, calmed him down or like opened, you know, kind of brought some pep to his step, you know? Mm-hmm. and, you know, and like you can feel that almost immediately. So you can kind of test these out at our store. And, you know, without any risk at all, you don't have to buy anything. You can just smell them and find the one or two that you like, and then you know you like it. And I think that's really something that's great about buying these oils, you know, in person and stopping in and checking them out. We've also got some really, really knowledgeable people on them. I know Katrina, I know quite a bit about them. But if Jamie's working,
you're in luck.
She knows like next level stuff about essential oils, and I usually I'll usually defer to her. Somebody will ask me something about essential oils, they'll be like, yeah, I know something about that, but I'm like, let's see what else there is to know about that. And then I just stand around and learn from her too, which is really fun. And we do that all the time and all over the store. And it's just great having different people with different, you know, like strengths at our store with this stuff. So, yeah, I think you guys are right on the essential oils. It's a really fun gift for people. These gift sets are really fun. They're in a little box, so they're well packaged, and they're a good way to introduce people or just to kind of tell people, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you, and I think, you know, I know you've had a busy, you know, couple weeks or busy year, who knows. Why don't you take this, you know, relaxation set?
That's a really nice point. Because not only do they do, and they make literally perfect stocking stuffers.
Yeah,
I mean, they fit perfectly in there.
Yes, they did it well.
But, you have a sibling or a friend or a cousin or an uncle or anybody who you know is maybe they're having a hard time getting going in the morning, or maybe they're having a hard time calming down at night, or what have you. These little kits, not only do they speak to what you said there, Stephen, hey, I'm thinking of you, I care about you. But again, it's one of those ones where those benefits are great, but then they end up, you know, well, wait a minute, maybe I should look at more essential oils, and maybe they're looking for something to just have a nice smell in the house or whatever. And who knows what you can end up spurring in them from something like this.
I was just thinking of, we have used orange oil on our sink when we're cleaning it, and it one smells great, but it is the best cleaner. It cleans things beautifully, like shiny. It gets gunk off. If you ever get like glue or something stuck on it, orange oil all day long works amazing.
I didn't know that. Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's really cool. It's one of my favorite smells in the world, and I usually have one of those, and I didn't even know it did that.
Secret about
that's
it.
Awesome.
Now you got to start using it. And then lastly, I was just thinking the seasonal changes, a little bundle that has four different essential oils in the kit. I was just thinking how this is such a great one because, right, we were talking about immune health before. Stephen was saying, like, yep, whether it's the relatives or just we're in the season of immune. Needing a little more immune health, I should say. I know a lot of people right now, they're like nasal and congested. We have one called Clear the Air, such a good one right now. Or we have Nature's Shield, which is awesome for if you're going to be in a crowded area, you can put it kind of on your wrists or maybe on your neck or on your essential oil bracelet or whatnot. And it's a great one to just, it keeps you healthy, and it's kind of like you got this smell, and then people are gonna be like, what is that smell, James? You're smelling good. I want that.
yeah and you want that, you want people saying that about you. Yes
right? Not the opposite.
No that's a great one. We've got a couple of minutes left here. Did you want to touch on any sales or any going on or anything like that?
And that's the diffusers and the essential oils will all be 20% off for today until Tuesday, and then we'll continue having kind of like different little maybe pop-up sales, like a 2 to 3 day kind of thing, that Stephen and I are in the works of figuring that out for the month of December, going into the gift giving season.
Certainly one of the great ways to find out what comes up in the next month or so is keeping an eye on social media. Be sure to follow Family Natural Foods on Instagram, Facebook. It's a great way to keep up on these things. You guys do such a good job of keeping us up to date on those things. It's a nice way to do that. So be listening there. And of course, here at WFHR, when you guys join us and everything, we'll be talking about it. We do have Katrina sitting in with us next Wednesday the morning show and everything. So we might touch on it then. Be listening for that. That's going to be fun. Stephen, is there anything you wanted to touch on before we let you guys go?
No, I think this is great, James. Look forward to all the holidays, and I wish everybody happy Thanksgiving.
Really appreciate you joining us, Stephen. Always good to talk with you, man. And do us a favor, get back safe. You have a good time down there, though, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate the time as always. Thank you for that, Stephen. And Katrina, really fun hanging out with you. If people want to, you know, you guys both mentioned this already. If people have questions about essential oils, about some of the other things we've talked about, we can't encourage them enough to come on down and ask those questions.
Yeah, come in. We have awesome staff. And everybody, like Stephen was mentioning before, we all have different things that we offer. And so come in. We're friendly. Ask us questions. You know, like last time Stephen and I talked a little bit about that consult. Like if you want a little bit more focused, intentional time, get connected with us that way. Again, we have more information at the store, or feel free to call the store and we can give you that info. But we are here to help you. Like that, I think all of us wear this hat that says, hey, we're here to help. Yeah. We love that. That's our job. So ask the hard questions. We might not have the answer, but we'll figure out an answer together. And we're here to really help people on their journey of health so they can be proactive in it.
Really cannot encourage you guys enough, not only, again, to follow them on social media, go to Instagram, Facebook, be sure to follow them on all social media platforms, and be sure to go to their website if you have other questions, familynaturalfood.com. It's all one word, familynaturalfood.com. You can also always give them a call at 423-3120, 423-3120, and be sure to go visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us this morning. Looking forward to talking again real soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care.
Yeah.
See you, Steven. Take care, Katrina.
Thank you.
We'll stick around, everybody. We got part two coming up of Morning Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Trucks, trucks, trucks. Home Furniture and Design has truck after truck arriving daily with loads of Lazy Boy furniture. Come in and find a genuine Lazy Boy recliner, sofa, sectional, or power chair to kick back and relax, and take it home with you today. The best recliner available in the world at amazing low prices. And you can pick it out and take it with you today at Home Furniture and Design, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, and Post Road in Plover.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Weather is sponsored by Hartle Monuments, still at 1915 Baker Drive, Wisconsin Rapids. The monument you create will be remembered by family and friends for years to come. Hartle Monuments will make it special. Let our experience show. Hartle Monuments, since 1901.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 30. Tonight, clear skies. Lots of sunshine outside again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 54. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine, part two for this November 25th, 2022. It is 10:33 on the clock, and you got your host, James Mailoff, here. And right now, we're going to welcome in Jan Paranto. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, James.
And Matt Tranel. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, James.
Thank you both so much for being here, and thank you for talking about the best Christmas ever. It's a great topic and a really fun thing for us to dive into, especially today, being able to say goodbye to Thanksgiving for another year and look right into the holiday season that we're falling into. First up, how was your guys' Thanksgiving? You guys have a good one? Matt, did you have a good one?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's great.
Good to hear, Jan.
Yep.
Really good to hear you guys. All right, very cool. So let's dive right into Christmas. Now, we did our respectful thing. We were nice to Thanksgiving. Now we can go ahead and focus right on Christmas. I was talking to some listeners throughout the week about this, and I know how much the community looks forward to it, but just in case there's some people out there listening may not know much about what Best Christmas Ever is, can we get right into what the heart of this is? And I'll let either of you start that like to.
Sure. So the Best Christmas Ever is a nonprofit organization that was founded years ago in Minnesota, and it kind of started with some friends helping out a friend of theirs that had fallen on hard times through no fault of his own, and they kind of banded together and just, you know, loved on him and helped him with Christmas presents for his kids and fixed some stuff that he needed. And they saw what impact that had on him, and so then they founded this nonprofit, and now it's all over the country. And so I had stumbled upon it a couple years ago and had already been thinking about it would be really cool to do something like this in the Wisconsin Rapids area, where you can just pick a family and just bless them immensely. And when I ran into the Best Christmas Ever organization, it was like a perfect match because they help with so much of the back end stuff and kind of just allow us to be the hands and feet on the ground here in the area doing the legwork. So, yeah.
So while there's some you know, some other versions of things like this are, you know, in our country and everything, where this one stands out, I feel, is so much of them kind of like assisting on that legwork part and really like doing so much of the heavy lifting, really, where it kind of then falls on the community, kind of like just pick it up and keep it going and such.
Yeah,
I find that really unique and really impactful of the way that they do this.
Yeah, yeah, it's. You know, they have the back end stuff where for fundraising, you know, it's all a write off because you're given to a, you know, they're a nonprofit, and they have criterias that make it easy for us to kind of just fit. You know, we need a family who's fallen on hard times through no fault of their own. They have to have at least one child in the home under the age of 18, and so there's, you know. And then out of that, then it's just, what do they need? And then that's where we all come in. Then, and you know, we help pick the family, and then we work with the local people who nominated them and family friends, and you know, what can we do to really bless that family this year and make an impact in their life.
It's a way to really put the focus on one particular family too, whereas like Toys for Tots and some of the other things that go on from nonprofits do a little bit better. You know, they kind of cover the other set of bases with your random families, your people out there and such. This one, it's got that extra added thing of, yes, we think about kids and they should have something, every kid should have something to open on Christmas Day for and sure. That kind of thing. But what that does for mom and dad and how that eases their minds and stuff and how much better their Christmas can be. I appreciate that part of that, what they do here with that.
Yeah, it's cool because it's, like you said, it's much bigger. Like, Toys for Tots is awesome. And we have some awesome volunteers in our community who do some phenomenal drives and raise, you know, get a ton of toys. It's a great organization. Where this is different is that, like you said, we're picking one family.
Right.
But it's a massive amount of funds and finances and work that's going to go in and to impact their, you know, I mean, last year we raised a little over $10,000, right?
That's crazy. That's awesome.
And so when you take $10,000 of cash and you combine that with a whole bunch of people willing to help and throw in free labor and give other, like, you can really impact a family for a long time. Not just like, oh, that was cool, we got a couple, it, like, no, like long term, you know, significant impact. And that's what I love about it.
And I'm so glad you worded it that way too, Matt, because one of the first things that I noticed when we first started talking with you guys and talking about this some years ago and everything was, well, you know, Christmas can be a real detriment to your bank account and can really take a notch out of that. And when you're already low and struggling, and you know, we talk about this a lot, especially with like the Alice report and a lot of the information we're getting in our own community here. A lot of families are just one, you know, the car breaking down or the refrigerator going out, to be on all of a sudden that you're in debt and you're hurting and everything, let alone a Christmas and getting Christmas presents. When you're able to take that give that family that release, that they can focus their account, their finances on other things, and it's not that detriment that it can be. So even the simple fact of doing something like that can be huge for a family. Or imagine you tell a family, hey, this Christmas, we got it. We got this Christmas covered. Like that just the relief in that, let alone the financial stuff that comes with it.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of the ongoing thing.
Yeah.
And the impact that can be made based on numbers of people mm-hmm. who then become a part of this family, that we call them all family. That's the position I was in last year. I was the one that nominated last year's recipient, Lisa, and her family. And I just sat down one night and said, you know, I want in my heart of hearts to do something for mm-hmm. them. And what little can I do by myself? Mm-hmm. You know, I can certainly send a card and give her well wishes and yeah. maybe bake some goodies or mm-hmm. make a meal. But I can't do what this organization has done for this family and how it impacted her throughout the year. Like Matt said, I mean, obviously, some of the gifts were, you know, desirable to have, but some of them became extremely necessary. And yeah. through no foresight on our own, did we know that an Apple Watch could be something that would actually save Lisa's life many times throughout the year. And, you know, it still is just, you can probably hear it in my voice,
oh, yeah.
the compassion and the empathy that I have for her. But it doesn't matter that I don't know who this year's recipient is. I have the exact same empathy and compassion. And because, like you said, we're turning the page from Thanksgiving to Christmas, we kind of do the same thing here. Mm-hmm. We're thankful for what we all have mm-hmm. As residents in the Wisconsin Rapids area. And sometimes we can spend a day not being grateful for the fact that we have the things that we do. But the fact is that we all can look at someone else and say, there is something that they need that I can help with. And together, it becomes an immense gift, an ongoing gift. And I trust in this program, and I trust immensely that this year's recipient will be in that same spot here next year.
Jan, I always appreciate talking with you, especially because you're a real person. You come on these airways and you just are yourself, and I really appreciate that about you. And I think that I have no doubt that that gets people engaged too. You're right. We hear it in your voice. We understand what it means to you, and that brings others to the out of the forefront and everything. But it does bring up a question too of, well, how the families are picked, how the that is decided. You know, we all understand there's a lot of needy families out there. There's a lot of families that I'm sure the Best Christmas would love to focus on. Having to decide or choosing a family or nominating a family, how does that process work?
Yeah, so you know, last time we came and met with you, we were in the middle of the nomination season,
yeah.
right? There was a period where there's a portal online where people could go and nominate families. And, you know, there's criteria in there that we ask that they, you know, meet. And so this year we had a lot of good families nominated. Mm-hmm. So that's always what we hope for, right? We yeah. hope that there are, I mean, it's sad, right? Part of it's sad because it's like, okay, there are three other families that could really use this.
We know what you mean by
and we
hope.
Have to pick
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I get you,
you know?
Matt. Yeah, yeah.
But it was great to be able to say, hey, we have, you know, multiple really good families to pick from. And then honestly, you know, it just comes down to we're reading through the stories and mm-hmm. what's going on. And so, you know, my heart in all of it is I want it to be extremely impactful. And so I'm looking, you know, for me, kind of the gauge that I run off is who really, like, which family could be most impacted?
Really
right?
needs this. Really yeah, can make it. Can
not
make
that
a
the
change
ones that,
for them.
Yeah,
yes.
And not that the ones that didn't get selected didn't need it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, we met this year and we talked. You know, our goal next year is we're going to do two families next year because we can, and I think Rapids can
rock.
Pull it off.
You guys
right?
are awesome. Yeah.
Because this year we're sitting there going, there's more than one family that
yeah.
really could do. Like, let's do this, and next year let's just keep growing this and make it. You know,
it's something that we all have to do almost on a daily basis. There's a lot of causes out there. There's a lot of things that we care about. How do you debate? Do I put money into cancer research or homelessness? Like, I mean, there's nobody that could say one is harder than the other or anything like that. It's the same with these families. And I think that there's something there, a little, a bit of a gift with that too, even because what I think where Matt, where you were saying there is that we're certainly we would love it if there was like two nominees, like there's only two families out there that need any help. Everybody else is doing great. That'd be a perfect world. We all understand that's not the world we live in. So by that standard, if you're going to get nominees, it's nice to see that there are people that may need it, but then there's families that need it even more. And I think that perspective is important for families as well. I've spoke to this before. One of my oldest first memories is, you know, we're in the projects and things are rough and we are getting ready to go up to northern Chicago to visit some relatives. But before we go do that, my mom brought us about a block over and we worked at a soup kitchen for about an hour. And I can remember being a little kid and being kind of a little dumbfounded, like, shouldn't we be in line? What are we doing handing the food here? Like, shouldn't we be? But it was important to my mom, like, hey, it's rough, but it could be a lot worse. Mm-hmm. It could be. And that was a huge life lesson to me and my sister and those things. And I think that that's something that's important for families too sometimes. Like, yeah, these are rough times. We should be appreciative of what we have though too. We spend so much focus on what we don't have. Take a look at what you do have, mm-hmm. and you can build off of that so much more. It's that part is kind of a nice added part of this whole process too, I think, that family that comes to dawn on families a bit too, I think. We have to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more conversation with Jen and Matt talking best Christmas ever here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 30. Bright sunshine expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 54. A dusting of snow Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio. This is November 25th, 2022, and we're talking with Jen and Matt about Best Christmas Ever, this wonderful program, this organization that exists. And I want to tell people a little bit more about not so much the family that is going to be receiving it this year, but how people can help that family and how they can get in on this as well. I'll let you guys go ahead and dive right into that.
Okay. Well, last weekend, we sponsored a bake and craft sale at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. And I am very proud to announce that we raised $3,000 in 4 hours.
Get out of here. No way. I expected to hear a nice number. Yeah, that is incredible.
Well, we had an awesome number of people who donated baked goods and an awesome number of people who donated craft items. And very little was left. A few things were consumed within minutes afterwards. And then a few other things were packed up for next year, because we do have an onward goal in, mm-hmm. in Best Christmas Ever. And we're always looking forward. And so, you know, if you missed it this year and you're a crafter or a baker, look for us again next year. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing the same thing. But our overall goal is set currently at $10,000. But realistically, we know that it goes beyond that as far as the needs for the family. So another thing that we did at that bake sale is we set up a giving tree where we stated what specific items mm-hmm. that this family has. One of the stipulations that Best Christmas has for us to fall under is that we give each family member at least 10 gifts. And so we do have at least that many, but you know what Christmas is about, and as those needs grow, I'm sure it'll amount to more than that. So many, many people also took a tag from that tree as well, over and above the amount of money that we raised, and are working toward that goal. But that has kind of morphed into a different way to give, since we don't have a physical place to place that tree. So if you go online to our Facebook page, which is the Wisconsin Rapids Area Best Christmas Ever Facebook page, please go on there, and you're going to see several different links. But one of them will link you to an Amazon gift list. And on there, there are items ranging from just a few dollars upwards of, you know, maybe $100 or $200, but are meant to be individual gifts mm-hmm. for the family. But beyond that, then we have an even greater cause that I think that Matt will explain a little bit further for this specific family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for the family this year, so right, we've had a lot of people help with the bake sale. You know, a lot of people made crafts and donated baked goods, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. Right, this family is going to need some projects done around the house.
Okay,
and so what we're going to be looking for is tradesmen. So electricians, plumbers, carpenters, flooring guys.
Boy, Matt, I'm sorry. We don't have any of that in this area.
No,
we have nobody who does any of those jobs.
So, you know, what we're going to be looking for is to partner with you guys, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, if you're like me, right, I'm a realtor. I'm kind of handy. I'm not the greatest at baking or making crafts, right?
Right. Same.
But if you tell me, hey, can you come help me do this project for 8 hours on a
I could hammer
show me where to show up. I'll bring my tool bag and let's go. Right,
I can't bake a single cookie, but I can hammer nails
right?
like nobody's
right?
business.
So yeah. So there's going to be projects like that this year are going to be some of those bigger, impactful, that where we're going to work with, you know, local businesses on either getting supplies donated, we'll use the funds that we're raising to buy supplies, and then hopefully partnering up with local tradesmen and craftsmen and plumbers and electricians to complete a large number of projects for this family, again, to ease the load, right?
Yeah.
It isn't just about giving them 10 gifts each, which we're going to do. The bigger thing for these guys is going to be, you know, completing a bunch of things that right now, I think if somebody walked up to them and talked to them, they're going to say, oh, yeah, I mean, maybe next year, the year after, 5 years, 10 years, we don't even have a plan because we're drowning because of all of these other circumstances that have come upon us in the last few months that we weren't expecting.
I want to send a big shout out to Premier Realty and Matt and the gang over there, because for one, not only what you guys do here and what you do in the community and everything and the great work that you guys do there, but you know, having that, taking that extra step that you don't necessarily have to take, and you're the insight that you can bring to a topic like this. You know what you're talking about. You understand, and you get it in a different degree than maybe even this family does that is dealing with it and stuff. So when you're reaching out and you're telling the community we need these things, I think people are going to listen a little more than if I said it or something like that. And you speak to something you know about, too, the specifics of this. And I know that we talk about this a little bit with nonprofits oftentimes, where most everybody out there wants to give finances, wants to give dollars and cents, but not everybody can do that. Yep. But most of us have a couple hours to kill. Most of us have a couple hours that we can dedicate to help with some organization or something. You know, I see this a lot with Habitat for Humanity, mm-hmm. where there are people that they can't, you know, kind of what we were just joking about there. Maybe they don't have the money to donate, but I can hammer stuff. I can measure things out for you. Just put me to work. I can do that for a couple hours. Here is a very similar thing. I should say, too, with the Family Center, we do this from time to time, where there are people that really want to, you know, back that cause and help with that, but they don't have the money to give, but they can, you know, hammer. They can help us put some stuff up. That stuff can mean just as much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that kind of the thing that we're looking at with something like this, Matt?
Yeah. So, you know, like last year with Lisa's family, you know, there were very specific large items, like a completely new HVAC and cooling and air ventilation system, right? She needed funding because she had to stay at lodging in Madison. And so there were the big ticket items were kind of like that. And they were a couple things and they were huge.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, great local partners with Comfort Air that teamed up with us to help us make those things happen. This year, those types of items are going to be stuff completing some projects around the house and helping them complete some home renovations and different projects that have either been started or on their wish list or we've identified as they've wanted to do this and they just have it's kind of like maybe it'll never happen. You know, and I think it's huge. I learned a lot last year doing this with Lisa. The load that was on Lisa coming into Christmas was immense. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking somebody who, you know, had a very rare form of blood cancer and is going to be going for treatments and bone marrow and in Madison, and her washer and dryer aren't working right. Her heating and cooling system's going out on her. She's got to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to lodge down there because they require it. The load on her was huge. And when we showed up and just said, boom, we're going to do this, 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 and this, the weight that was lifted off of her, I am confident without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, her recovery time, she blew the doctors away with how fast she recovered. I'm confident that it was because she was under significantly less stress.
Absolutely.
Right? She wasn't worried about home. She wasn't worried about that anymore. She wasn't worried about this, 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 or this because she didn't have to think about it.
It's not a stretch to say that she may have saved a life there. It's not at all a stretch there.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it to be dramatic or anything like that. I'm saying to give credit to the organization, what's going on, and to Lisa, because Lisa also deserves some credit in this and being strong and getting through this and everything
Amazing.
As well.
Yeah. So, right. So for this family, it's every year it's going to look a little bit different based on their needs, their wants, their kids, the ages of the kids, all of that, right? And so, but again, I'm looking for those bigger things that I know are going to take a huge load off of them and have a greater impact for years, to where, you know, they're going to look back and go, that was, you know, that was amazing and that really, really was impactful.
I do think that we need to remind our listeners that all of this is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we are asking for specific things, but yet at the same time being kind of vague, that is why. But isn't that what Christmas is about?
Oh, yeah.
I remember as, you know, a fairly new mom, you know, the first couple of Christmases with kids, you know, at home, oh, it was great to have that surprise, and sometimes very hard to keep quiet.
Yes.
You know, ma'am, could really use this today when I'm trying to get something else done, you know. But I think that is one of the most wonderful things it's in my heart right now. And every day that we move toward the day that we surprise this family, sometime the week before Christmas, I am fulfilled knowing that this, for me, is also the best Christmas ever, and for all of our donors. So if there are people, tradesmen, whoever it is, donors out there, what is your timetable? What are we working with here? I want to know, do I have to give up time before Christmas yet? I said, if we need you as a tradesman, we probably need you after Christmas sometime. But we want to know that you're ready to go. So please communicate with Matt at Premier Realty, and he'll give you the phone number.
Yeah, you can call. The office number is 715-424-0000. And reach out to us. You can message us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can message Best Christmas Ever on Facebook. If you're, you know, interested in helping,
yeah,
we'd love to connect.
Jan, you hit on something that I really wanted to wrap up with, too. Certainly encouraging people to donate and invest in this if they can. And by that, I mean dollars and cents or hours of your time, what that might be. And encourage you to do that, to reach out to Matt, and certainly when it comes to that. But I don't want it to get missed in all of this as well. We're doing this for this family. We're doing this for future families. And that's incredibly, number one on the list, important. We also know this time of year, there, it always feels good to give, but this time of year it has a little bit of an extra just oomph to it. Just it feels so darn good. It gets in your soul. And that is another positive to this too. You are going to feel great from doing this. Mm-hmm. You are going to feel great from incorporating and being a part of this, especially if you'll include family members and that good feeling just spreads that way. So I don't want to get that to get lost in the shuffle here of any of this. While this is great for the family and that comes first and foremost, you're going to feel good from this too.
Right, and just a reminder that on Tuesday is Giving Tuesday. That's a national event, and all of us, you know, have our own organizations, like you said before, that we like to donate toward. Just know that Best Christmas Ever has informed us that for every $2 that is donated on Tuesday, another dollar will be put in the pot. So,
awesome.
You know, there is reason right now at this season to give.
If people want to give or find out more, is there a way they can do that?
There is a link on our Facebook page, but you can also just go online and research Best Christmas Ever. Please look for the Wisconsin Rapids area location. Again, this is a nationwide organization. Yeah. This is local. We are working with local people.
Thank you both so much for the time. Appreciate you guys and looking forward to talking again really soon. And